For a number of years, I have been convinced of a very important point in dealing with demon spirits, and that is, I recognize or I can identify at least three different kinds of demon possession. Now, I know there's a difference in demon possession and demon oppression, but I recognize at least three different kinds of demon possession. One is when a person is possessed with a spirit and they are mentally capable of recognizing that fact and they admit it and they want to be free. That's the easiest kind to get free, because he cannot keep a hold on a person that wants to be free, especially when that person is around praying people who have the power of God in their lives. Then the next kind that I recognize is demon possession in insanity, or demon possession by such a means that a person loses their mental ability to reason. Demon spirits will drive you insane if you cannot really reason with that or understand that. Then you need to read the story of Legion and the land of Gadara. He had went insane. Anybody that will strip off their clothes and go naked and slash themselves, wound and cripple themselves, and act like a maniac, they've got to be mentally deranged. Now, we've got a world full of people today that are torturing themselves and going naked, and they've got mental problems. They may be intelligent in some ways, but they've got some problems in some other ways. But there are people who live in our mental institutions that are demon-possessed, and they are there because they're demon-possessed. Nothing wrong with their mind. They're there because they're demon-possessed. Now, those people can be set free because they have no ability to reason one way or the other, and the power of God can intervene on their behalf, and they can be free. All right? Then there is a third kind that a person is mentally competent, and that person can be demon-possessed, and totally refuse to be set free, and there is no power in this world, not of God or man, that can set that person free if they entertain that spirit they possess or that possesses them. Now that's fact. So if you sit here tonight and you are in bondage, the only way you're going to leave here in bondage is because you want to. Because you choose to leave here that way. You'll have to permit it for it to stay that way. Because there's enough power of God in this place tonight to set anybody free.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I thought, while I was standing there a little while ago, I said, now if I get to preach tonight, I probably ought to title this message, Roaches, Rats, and Mice, and Creatures of the Night. Well, that's a nice subject, isn't it? I hate every one of them. I don't like roaches. And I don't like rats and mice. And there's a whole lot of creatures of the night that I don't like. I don't like possum. I don't like armadillo. And they are creatures of the night. They wait till dark to come out. Armadillo's a little braver than everybody else. He just about comes out, some of them any time. Don't have any sense. But they're creatures of the night that you never see in the day. They wait until dark, and they come out. In the book of Acts, chapter 8, and verse 25, just remain seated. You've been up for so long. Acts 8, 25. Now, I'm going to try to do this in a hurry. I'm just going to try. If it don't work, then we'll just take it for whatever it's worth. Acts 8:25. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, and a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem to worship. The Bible said for to worship. His reason for going to Jerusalem was for to worship. Most of you know the whole story. Would the church say amen? I like the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, because the 8th chapter of the book of Acts is a revival chapter. Everything about it is revival. Revival, outpouring of the Holy Ghost, people getting healed, getting baptized in Jesus' name, getting the Holy Ghost. Dozens and dozens. Everybody in town, the whole town getting upset. False preachers getting exposed. I like Acts chapter 8. It is a beautiful story of the power of God in action. Now, one of the things, I guess in the night last night while reading, this really got on my mind, and I just kind of tried to grind it out. And I really couldn't come up with any kind of real body in what I'm saying tonight until this evening in prayer. But in reading this, the thing that really hung me up was the fact that Philip was not even one of the evangelist apostles, if you want to use that term. He was one of the servants in the church, or one of the early deacons. But this man, so inflamed, so anointed, with zeal, action, faith, and power, the Bible tells us, even while Paul, who was then Saul, while he was threatening the church, causing havoc, Philip just decided he would go down to Samaria and have revival. And the Bible tells us in the book of Acts chapter 8, verse 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. I could almost re-preach the message I preached a few nights ago about the tabernacles Peter proposed to build on the Mountain of Transfiguration. Jerusalem was higher than any other part, is higher than any other part of that country. And anybody that left Jerusalem had to go down. You've heard that often. Philip left the revival at Jerusalem. He left singing and worship and praising, loving, sharing, and enjoying the operation of God's Spirit in Jerusalem. And he went down to Samaria alone, by himself. He didn't have any co-workers. He didn't have a singing group and musicians. He didn't have any support. He just simply left a great revival in Jerusalem and he went down to Samaria. And when he came to Samaria, the Bible tells us that the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake. Brother George, help me a little bit. I'm having to fight this thing tonight. Hallelujah. If I get too loud for everybody, they'll just have to kind of wave at me. Everybody say amen. Hallelujah. That's a little bit better. But he went to Samaria and the whole city. Everybody, the people with one accord, gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Unclean spirits crying with a loud voice, or with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. Many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. There was great joy in that city. But there's always a goat somewhere in the operation. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery. You know what sorcery is? It is the use of power gained from the assistance of evil spirits. Sorcery. He used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I like what Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 4. Leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region of the shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah! I said a little while ago, I ought to preach about roaches and mice and rats and creatures of the night. I don't know about you folks. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about me. In our house, our whole family, we're fanatics about cleanness. I don't want to drink out of a glass if it's not clean. We used to have community dippers, community cups and glasses, you know, community buckets, community towels, community wash tubs, I don't know. But you see, we lived in a day under different circumstances. There was a day when I never heard of Decon for rats or mice, and I certainly never heard about some of these exterminating companies, Orkin, or some of our local exterminating companies. I really appreciate those folks, because when the mice show up, we call on them. And when cockroaches show up, we call on them. Amen. I don't care how clean you are. If you're not careful, you'll get roaches in the kitchen. They sneak in. They tell us they come in grocery bags. They tell us they come in by some other means. And of course, the woods is full of mice and rats. And all you got to do is let down your guard a little bit, and they find a way to gnaw. They find some means to gnaw their way in. They gnaw their way in. They find a little crack, and they start to gnaw their way in. There is nothing any more repulsive than to walk in the house at night and flip on the light, and you hear the scurrying around under the furniture. Yeah? I can't handle it. And, you know, I don't know, I could say a lot about those little creatures, but they are creatures of the night. They are varmints. They're rodents of the night. And I hate them. They don't belong in my house. They can stay in the woods where they belong. They don't belong in my house. We, some years ago, went to a church in northern Mississippi and stayed in a pastor and his wife's home. And these folks were country folks. And this was at a time when folks didn't know about exterminators and decon and that type of stuff. But these folks, I don't know if they just didn't care. Oh, they were old and deaf and didn't hear them. But you'd hear those rats in the wall. During the day and during the night, those rats become bold. The longer you let a rat live, the bolder he'll get. He'll start off feeding at night. But if you don't get on him quick, he'll be bold enough to come right out in the daylight. He'll start eating what you've got right in front of you and dare you to bother him. Where am I going, Brother Shirty? What I'm telling you is that we're faced with a world that is full of creatures of the night, of rodents, of insects that crawl and slam their way through the darkness of the night. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that Simon the sorcerer had to do his evil deeds in the night. He had to work his work in darkness. And he did well in darkness, until God sent a preacher from Jerusalem down to Samaria. And I read again. The Bible tells us In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know what I'm saying tonight might sound to be a little crude. I know this is a very rude illustration and subjects to refer to. But I'm telling you, there are creatures of the night. Creatures of the night. But you see, the Bible tells us that in Him was light, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. If you be in the woods or in the wilderness, or if you be in an isolated barn or an active barn, let darkness settle in, and there'll be all kind of things coming out of the cracks. They come out when it's dark. Hallelujah. And we have multitude churches, Pentecostal if you please, across our constituency that are dark. Dark. Dark places where creatures of the night crawl and gnaw and eat and devour and destroy. So Simon worked his sorcery in Samaria. He bewitched them with evil spirits, and they didn't know until a day came that Philip came along. He was a man sent from God. The Bible says here, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. I said today, I said, God, I don't care if I'm never great, if I'm never eloquent. Lord, if I never appeal to the masses, but God, let there be one title on me. Let me be a man that has been sent from God. Let me be a man that has been commissioned and sent from God with a special work and a special call. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. And the same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light. Come on, Simon. You know the difference in Simon and Philip? Simon preached about himself, and Philip preached about the light. Hallelujah. Simon promoted his own self. He had an ego problem. Everything he talked about was Simon of Samaria. He presented himself as some great one. Philip never talked about himself. He talked about Jesus Christ, who had come to be the light of the whole world, that men through him may be delivered from darkness. Hallelujah. The Bible says he was not that light, John, but was sent to bear witness of the light, of that light, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So Philip came along. He walked upon the street corner of Samaria. I can almost imagine to one of those main fuse boxes. And he reached up kind of like this ballpark out here. And he pushed up one great big massive handle. Boom. And when the handle went up, the light went on. And the rats started to scurry. And the cockroaches went back in the crack. And the mice went where they're supposed to go. And the armadillos and the possums went back to their hole. I'm telling you, I like it when you got the light on, friend. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of you here tonight, you've got an old demonic rat gnawing at your foundation rope. Some of you got nothing but roaches crawling in your digestible food. But what I'm telling you is that God Almighty has shined in this place tonight, and the creatures of the night have got to flee. They've got to flee. They've got to flee. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's turn on the light. Come on, we ought to say His name. We ought to shout His praise. We ought to give Him glory. We ought to give Him tribute. Let's turn on the light so the night creatures cannot stay where they are. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Philip came to Samaria, and all he did was turn on the light. He was not eloquent. He didn't go to a school of philosophy. He was not trained for some special mission. He didn't go down with some great assembly. He went down by himself with one thing, and that was he who was the light of the world. Hallelujah. That the children of Zebulun and Naphtali, those who sat in darkness, a great light shined unto them. Those that sat in the valley in the shadow of death, light has shined. Hallelujah. That's why some folks can't handle many Pentecostal worship services where the Holy Ghost is moving. Because the light shines. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 I know some folks, I can't think right now who it all is, but we have some folks, my wife's brother for one. They have, it's not a hamster. What's it called? It's a glorified rat. Yeah. I mean, it looks like a rat, but he's not. He's a glorified rat. You know, but could you imagine? Now, a stinking, slimy... What else can I say? Can you imagine having that for a pet? So what's your favorite sport? Collecting cockroaches. Now, I'm not trying to make you sick or hurt your feelings. I'm just telling you. Some of you, without even being aware of it, you're playing with these things. And I'm telling you, when you get around where God is moving and God is delivering with His power and the light begins to shine, those things have to flee. We have people in this place tonight who need deliverance, who need the power of God to get a hold of you. And I'm telling you tonight that His power plant, that God's atomic energy producing plant, it has begun to turn, and the wheels have begun to spin, and the power surging is coming down the line, and the lights are getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. Hallelujah. He'll set you free right now. I'm telling you what I feel. I feel some old spirits beginning to squirm and start to head back to the cracks where they come from. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You need to get the mice out of your meal barrel. You need to get the mice out of your bread sack. You need to get the roaches out of your food that's stored in the bin. I'm telling you, that food was meant for you, for your survival. And all you need to do is turn on the light, turn on the light, turn on the light. Come on, Philip, we're looking for somebody who just has a message about Jesus Christ and the light, and the power of the light, the power, power, the power of the light. Hallelujah. 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 I challenge every demon spirit. I challenge every creature of the night. I challenge every force and power of hell. You have no power in this place now. You have no authority in this place tonight. I loose every man and woman, every young person, every child of God. I command you, devil, go back to the crack. Go back to the slime. Go back to the darkness that you come from. There's light in this place. And we have come to praise and worship our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want a revival? You want healing? You want God to give you deliverance? I'm telling you that the light is on. That the glory is shining.
that the power of God is present and He will set you free. Hallelujah. You claim it, Judy Rodriguez, Judy Rodriguez, Judy Rodriguez, you claim it. In Jesus' name, the glory of God and His illumination will not let a spirit take hold of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You can sit down. I want to make this point clear. When the devil begins to bug you and trouble you, all you've got to do is call on that name. And when you start to call on that name, the light starts to shine, friend. And when the light shines, the creatures of the night have got to go. They scurry away. Hallelujah. I thought just a moment ago, the Holy Ghost spoke to me, and these are the words that I heard the Lord say to me. He said, you remember that in the very beginning, when He caused the first man and woman trouble, He said He only bruised their heel. He just gave them a little temporary wound. But He said, I bruised his head. He said, you tell the people that when Satan comes along, said, bruise him. Remember that he has been bruised, and you have the right to bruise him. I'm not talking about some kind of physical kick in the devil, but I'm talking about the Bible said resist him and he will flee. Resist him and he'll scurry away. Hallelujah! I'm going to tell you again, the only way you can leave here bound tonight, you're going to have to choose to do it. Hallelujah! I come against that spirit of hold of some of you. I come against that force and power of hell. You rat, you mouse, you creature of the night, you rodent, you cockroach, I command you in the name of the Lord, flee. Go back where you came from. These people want to live for God. They've made up their minds to live for God. Oh, hallelujah! I expose you, you spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, the mighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have no power. I have no authority. I have no knowledge. I am nothing. I have not come to Bacomville, Louisiana, or to this place on the side of Jonesboro Road tonight to preach about Carl Schurte. I am not Simon of Samaria to hear tonight to bewitch you with some kind of sorcery. I'm not here to preach myself, but I'm here tonight. I want God to give us a demonstration of the power and the anointing and the unction of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. If anything happens here tonight, it will be because of Him. Jesus Christ, the mighty God. I am dependent on Him. Hallelujah. Simon raised up his church. He exercised his sorcery in a time that the church was having revival in Jerusalem. Simon knew what he was doing. He was not caught in a cycle of lack of understanding. He knew exactly what he was doing. When Philip came along, Philip exposed his rat spirit. Hallelujah. Philip exposed his spirit of the night. He was a creature of darkness. And that preacher came along. He never mentioned himself that I hear. He preached Jesus Christ. And the sick were healed. The lame walked. The blind saw. The palsies were healed. Those that were possessed with spirits were set free. And old Simon crawled back in his crack. And about the time that Philip began to baptize Samaria, and incidentally, he baptized every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When he baptized them in Jesus' name, Simon come crawling out of his crack. And the Bible said he believed also and was also baptized in Jesus' name. He was baptized in Jesus' name, but he was dead wrong. No, sir. I'm not condemning Philip for what he did. I am not placing any kind of burden upon this powerful preacher. He baptized Simon right along with everybody else. The Bible said Simon believed, but his heart wasn't right. And when Jerusalem heard of a revival at Samaria, they said, Peter and John. When Peter and John came down, the Bible said they laid their hands on them. Can you imagine? 500, 1,000, 5,000. They said, you. Tongue talking, Holy Ghost outpouring. They just went down the street. down the sidewalk. You know, they laid their hands on them and they got the Holy Ghost. And old Simon come crawling out of his crack. And when he saw what was going on, he said, I want that too. I want the same thing. Hallelujah. And the Bible said he offered them money. And Peter turned on the light. And the old preacher of the night had the ghost came back into his tent. He said, your money perished with you. You don't buy this with money. This is the power of God. And the only way you can get it is by faith in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Here was a man who wanted it all. He wanted the power and the privilege. But he didn't want to do what it took to get it. He wanted a shortcut. He wanted to buy his way in. There's always some of those in the midst of every revival. He didn't want to be free. He didn't want to get loose. They were casting demon spirits out all over that town. And he was one of the main ones that needed it. He didn't want to be free. He liked what he had, but he wanted what God had to go along with it. Now, I'm preaching to somebody tonight. You're not going to get the joy of the Lord and deliverance in your life until you get rid of what you got. You can't buy it with money. You can't lie your way in. You're not going to deceive and pull the wool over God's eyes. He's not Jacob, friend. Or he's not Isaac. As Jacob and Esau, when Jacob went in and deceived that old gray-haired dad. God's not old and feeble and blind. He sees you. Hallelujah. What you need is a good old case of repentance. And when you get down on your knees and start to repent, the light's going to start shining. And those creatures of the night are going to start crawling away. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Simon was looking for another way in. He didn't want to pray. He didn't intend to pray. Peter said, you better repent. Said, you better straighten up your act, buddy. You better get off this and you better repent of your sins. Let me tell you exactly how he said that, because it's important how Simon gave his reply. He told him, he said, now, repent thereof, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray, God, if perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity. He said, you better find a place and pray. You know what Simon said? Then answered Simon and said, pray for me, Peter, that none of these things happen to me. He didn't want to repent. He didn't want to straighten his act up. He wanted somebody else to pray for him. He wanted to get this curse off of him, but he didn't want to straighten himself up. There are some people sitting in this place tonight, you would like to be delivered from the curse, but you don't want to straighten up your act. Hallelujah. And there are some of you who won't be back here Wednesday night, and you probably won't be back Sunday night or Sunday morning, and maybe about 6 months or a year from now, you might come back and try it again, because you can't stand too much light. Those creepy crawlies start moving around and they get a hold of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't like to feel things crawling on me, do you? I have been victim of waking up in the night and something crawling on me. That's happened to me. Am I the only one? Huh? I could give you some of the things that have crawled around on me. Tell you what they were, but it's happened to me. Now, when I wake up and feel something crawling, I don't say, bless your heart, honey. Now, I don't want them crawling on me. And I don't care what happens to them when they get off. So what I do, friend, I go after him. And when I go after him, I don't have any mercy. You're talking about slapping and hitting and grabbing for likes, and throwing cover off. I'm telling you. Now, I know what I'm talking about. Now, some of you folks are letting these things crawl around on you. How can you stand that? Huh? I'm talking about creatures of the night. Simon was a creature of the night. Some of you folks are being vexed with spirits. Spirits! Spirits! And the only way they can take hold on you and begin to gnaw on you is because of darkness. They can't do their work in the light.
They can't do their work in the light. Hallelujah. Creatures of the night have no power in the day. They go back to their hole in the day. Hallelujah. I know I'm preaching for a reason tonight. I know what I'm saying is right. Listen to me. Simon was a creature of the night. He was like a rodent. He didn't want to be free. But while Simon was trying to find some kind of shortcut and buy his way in, there was an Ethiopian up at Jerusalem on his face. He left Ethiopia and came all the way to Jerusalem to worship God. Why? He had heard in this God. He healed the sick. He opened blind eyes. He unstopped deaf ears, made the crippled walk. He cast out demon spirits. And he came from Ethiopia to worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. I thought about calling this the saga of two men. Of two men. One who wanted all the benefits, but he didn't want to pay the price. And another man that said, I don't care what it takes. I want what God's got for me. Just tell me what to do. Tell me how to do it. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to start. Just give me some kind of advice, preacher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got a feeling that the Ethiopian was tired of the devil gnawing on him. Hallelujah. Kathy?